Chapter 39.
Now Joseph had been brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, a court official of Pharaoh, commander of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the hand of the Ishmaelites who had brought him down there. And Yahweh was with Joseph, and he became a successful man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master observed that Yahweh was with him, and everything that was in his hand to Yahweh made successful. And Joseph found favor in his eyes, and he served him. Then he appointed him over his house, and all that he owned he put into his hand. And it happened that from the time he appointed him over his house and over all that he had, Yahweh blessed the house of the Egyptian on account of Joseph. And the blessing of Yahweh was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in the hand of Joseph, and he did not worry about anything except the food that he ate. Now Joseph was well built and handsome. And it happened that after these things his master's wife cast her eyes on Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said to his master's wife, "Look, my master does not worry about what is in the house, and everything he owns he has put in my hand. He has no greater authority in this house than me, and he has not withheld anything from me except you, since you are his wife. Now how could I do this great wickedness and sin against Elohim?" And it happened that as she spoke to Joseph day after day, he did not heed her to lie beside her or to be with her.
But one particular day he came into the house to do his work, and none of the men of the house were there in the house. She seized him by his garment and said, "Lie with me," and he left his garment in her hand and fled, and he went outside. And it happened that when she saw that he left his garment in her hand and fled outside, she called to the men of her house and said to them, "Look, he brought a Hebrew man to us to mock us. He came to me to lie with me, and I cried out with a loud voice. And when he heard me, that I raised my voice and called out, he left his garment beside me and fled, and he went outside." Then she put his garment beside her until his master came to his house. Then she spoke to him according to these words, saying, "The Hebrew slave that you brought to us came to me to make fun of me. And it happened that as I raised my voice and called out, he left his garment beside me and fled outside." And when his master heard the words of his wife that she spoke to him, "This is what your servant did to me," he became very angry. And Joseph's master took him and put him into prison, the place that the king's prisoners were confined. And he was there in prison. And Yahweh was with Joseph, and showed loyal love to him, and gave him favor in the eyes of the chief of the prison. And the chief of the prison put all the prisoners that were in the prison into the hand of Joseph. And everything that was done there, he was the one who did it. The chief of the prison did not worry about anything in his hand, since Yahweh was with him. And whatever he did, Yahweh made it successful.
Chapter 40.
And it happened that after these things the cupbearer of the king of Egypt and his baker did wrong against their lord, against the king of Egypt.
And Pharaoh was angry with his two officials, with the chief cupbearer and chief baker. And he put them in custody in the house of the chief of the guard, into the prison where Joseph was confined. And the chief of the guard appointed Joseph to be with them, and he attended them. And they were in custody many days. And the two of them, the cupbearer and the baker of the king of Egypt, who were confined in the prison, dreamed a dream. Each his own dream, with its own interpretation. When Joseph came to them in the morning, he looked at them, and behold, they were troubled. And he asked the court officials of Pharaoh that were with him in the custody of his master's house, "Why are your faces sad today?" And they said to him, "We each dreamed a dream, but there is no one to interpret it." And Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to Elohim? Please tell them to me." Then the chief cupbearer told his dream to Joseph, and he said to him, In my dream, now behold, there was a vine before me, and on the vine were three branches. And as it budded, its blossoms came up, and its clusters of grapes grew ripe. And the cup of Pharaoh was in my hand, and I took the grapes and squeezed them into the cup of Pharaoh. Then I placed the cup into the hand of Pharaoh.
Then Joseph said to him, This is its interpretation. The three branches, they are 3 days. In 3 days Pharaoh will lift up your head and will restore you to your office. And you shall put the cup of Pharaoh into his hand as was formerly the custom, when you were his cupbearer.
But remember me when it goes well with you, and please may you show kindness with respect to me, and mention me to Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. For I was surely kidnapped from the land of the Hebrews, and here also I have done nothing that they should put me in this pit. And when the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said to Joseph, I also dreamed. In my dream, now behold, there were 3 baskets of bread upon my head. And in the upper basket were all sorts of baked foods for Pharaoh, but the birds were eating them out of the basket upon my head.
Then Joseph answered and said, This is its interpretation. The 3 baskets. They are 3 days. In 3 days Pharaoh will lift your head from you and hang you on a pole, and the birds will eat your flesh from you. And it happened that on the 3rd day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, he made a feast for all his servants. And he lifted up the head of the chief cupbearer and the head of the chief baker in the midst of his servants. And he restored the chief cupbearer to his cupbearing position. And he placed the cup in the hand of Pharaoh. But the chief baker he hanged as Joseph had interpreted to them. But the chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph, but forgot him.
Chapter 41.
And it happened that after 2 full years Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he was standing by the Nile, and behold, 7 cows, well built and fat, were coming up from the Nile, and they grazed among the reeds. And behold, 7 other cows came up after them from the Nile, ugly and gaunt, and they stood beside those cows on the bank of the Nile, and the ugly and gaunt cows ate the 7 well-built and fat cows. Then Pharaoh awoke, and he fell asleep and dreamed a 2nd time, and behold, 7 ears of grain, plump and good, were coming out of 1 stalk, and behold, 7 thin ears of grain, scorched by the east wind, sprouted up after them, and the thin ears of grain swallowed up the 7 plump and full ears of grain. Then Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And it happened that in the morning his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called all of the magicians of Egypt, and all its wise men, and Pharaoh told his dream to them. But they had no interpretation for Pharaoh. Then the chief of the cupbearers spoke with Pharaoh, saying, I remember my sins today. Pharaoh was angry with his servants, and he put me and the chief baker in the custody of the house of the chief of the guard. And we dreamed a dream 1 night, I and he, each with a dream that had a meaning.
And there with us was a young man, a Hebrew servant of the chief of the guard, and we told him the dream, and he interpreted our dreams for us, each according to his dream he interpreted. And it happened just as he interpreted to us, so it was. He restored me to my office, and him he hanged. Then Pharaoh sent and called for Joseph, and they brought him quickly from the prison. And he shaved and changed his clothing, and came to Pharaoh.
Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, I dreamed a dream, but there is none to interpret it. Now, I have heard concerning you that when you hear a dream you can interpret it. Then Joseph answered Pharaoh saying, It is not in my power. Elohim will answer concerning the well-being of Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, Now in my dream, behold, I was standing on the bank of the Nile.
And behold, seven cows, well built and fat, were coming up from the Nile, and they grazed among the reeds. And behold, seven other cows came up after them from the Nile, very ugly and gaunt, never have I seen any as them in all the land of Egypt for ugliness. And the thin and ugly cows ate the former seven healthy cows. But when they went into their bellies it could not be known that they went into their bellies, for their appearance was as ugly as at the beginning. Then I awoke. Then I saw in my dream, and behold, seven ears of grain were coming out of one stalk, full and good.
And behold, seven withered ears of grain, thin and scorched by the east wind, sprouted up after them, and the thin ears of grain swallowed up the seven good ears of grain. And I told the magicians, but there was none to explain it to me. Then Joseph said to Pharaoh, The dreams of Pharaoh are one. Elohim has revealed to Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good cows, they are 7 years, and the seven good ears of grain, they are 7 years. The dreams are one, and the seven thin and ugly cows coming up after them, they are 7 years, and the seven empty ears of grain, scorched by the east wind, they are also 7 years of famine. This is the word that I have spoken to Pharaoh. Elohim has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. Behold, 7 years of great abundance are coming throughout the whole land of Egypt. Then 7 years of famine will arise after them, and all the abundance in the land of Egypt will be forgotten. The famine will consume the land. Abundance in the land will not be known because of the famine that follows, for it will be very heavy. Now concerning the repetition of the dream twice to Pharaoh, it is because the matter is established by Elohim, and Elohim will do it quickly. Now then, let Pharaoh select a man who is discerning and wise, and let him set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint supervisors over the land, and let him take one-fifth from the land of Egypt in the 7 years of abundance. Then let them gather all the food of these coming good years, and let them pile up grain under the hand of Pharaoh for food in the cities, and let them keep it. Then the food shall be as a deposit for the land for the 7 years of the famine that will be in the land of Egypt, that the land will not perish on account of the famine. And the plan was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. Then Pharaoh said to his servants, Can we find a man like this in whom is the spirit of Elohim? Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, Since Elohim has made all of this known to you, there is no one as discerning and wise as you. You shall be over my house, and to your word all my people shall submit. Only with respect to the throne will I be greater than you. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, See, I have set you over all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh removed his signet ring from his finger and put it on the finger of Joseph, and he clothed him with garments of fine linen, and he put a chain of gold around his neck, and he had him ride in his second chariot, and they cried out before him, Kneel, and Pharaoh set him over all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, I am Pharaoh, but without your consent no one will lift his hand or his foot in all the land of Egypt.
And Pharaoh called the name of Joseph Zaphnath-Paaneah and gave him Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, as a wife. And Joseph went out over the land of Egypt. Now Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and traveled through the whole land of Egypt. And the land produced a plenty in the 7 years of abundance. And he gathered all the food of the 7 years which occurred in the land of Egypt. and he stored the food in the cities. The food of the field that surrounded each city he stored in its midst. And Joseph piled up grain like the sand of the sea in great abundance until he stopped counting it, for it could not be counted. Before the years of famine came, Asenath, daughter of Potiphar, a priest of On, bore two sons to him. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for he said, Elohim has caused me to forget all my hardship in all my father's house. And the name of the second he called Ephraim, for he said, Elohim has made me fruitful in the land of my misfortune. And the 7 years of abundance which were in the land of Egypt came to an end. And the 7 years of famine began to come as Joseph had said. And there was famine in all of the countries, but in the land of Egypt there was food. And when all the land of Egypt was hungry, the people cried out to Pharaoh for food. And Pharaoh said to all the land of Egypt, Go to Joseph, what he says to you, you must do. And the famine was over the whole land, and Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold food to the Egyptians. And the famine was severe in the land of Egypt. And every land came to Egypt to Joseph to buy grain, for the famine was severe in every land.
Chapter 42.
When Jacob realized that there was grain in Egypt, Jacob said to his sons, Why do you look at one another? Then he said, Look, I have heard that there is grain in Egypt. Go down there and buy grain for us there that we may live and not die. And the 10 brothers of Joseph went down to buy grain from Egypt. But Jacob did not send Benjamin, the brother of Joseph, for he feared harm would come to him. Then the sons of Israel went to buy grain amid those other people who went as well, for there was famine in the land of Canaan. Now Joseph was the governor over the land. He was the one who sold food to all the people of the land. And the brothers of Joseph came and bowed down to him with their faces to the ground. And Joseph saw his brothers and recognized them, but he pretended to be a stranger to them. And he spoke with them harshly and said to them, From where have you come? And they said, From the land of Canaan to buy food. And Joseph recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him. And Joseph remembered the dreams which he had dreamed concerning them, and he said to them, You are spies. You have come to see the nakedness of the land. And they said to him, No, my lord, but your servants have come to buy food. We all are sons of one man. We are honest men. We, your servants, are not spies. Then he said to them, No, but you have come to see the nakedness of the land. Then they said, We, your servants, are 12 brothers, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan, but behold, the youngest is with our father today, and one is no more. But Joseph said to them, It is what I said to you, you are spies.
By this you shall be tested. By the life of Pharaoh you will not go out from here unless your youngest brother comes here. Send one of you, and let him bring your brother, but you will be kept in prison so that your words might be tested to see if there is truth with you. And if not, by the life of Pharaoh surely you are spies. Then he gathered them into the prison for 3 days. On the 3rd day Joseph said to them, Do this and you will live. I fear Elohim. If you are honest, let one of your brothers be kept in prison where you are now being kept, but the rest of you go, carry grain for the famine for your households. You must bring your youngest brother to me, and then your words will be confirmed and you will not die. And they did so. Then each said to his brother, Surely we are guilty on account of our brother when we saw the anguish of his soul when he pleaded for mercy to us and we would not listen. Therefore this trouble has come to us. Then Reuben answered them, saying, Did I not say to you, Do not sin against the boy? But you did not listen, and now, behold, his blood has been sought.
Now they did not know that Joseph understood, for the interpreter was between them. And he turned away from them and wept. Then he returned to them and spoke to them, and took Simeon from them and tied him up in front of them. Then Joseph gave orders to fill their bags with grain and to return their money to each sack and to give them provisions for the journey. Thus he did for them. Then they loaded their grain upon their donkeys and went away from there. And one of them later opened his sack to give fodder to his donkey at the lodging place and saw his money. Behold, it was in the mouth of his sack. And he said to his brothers, "My money was returned, and moreover, behold, it is in my sack." Then their hearts failed them, and each of them trembled and said, "What is this Elohim has done to us?" And when they came to Jacob their father in the land of Canaan, they told him everything that had happened to them, saying, "The man, the lord of the land, spoke harshly to us and treated us as if we were spying out the land. But we said to him, "We are honest, we are not spies. We are 12 brothers, the sons of our father. One is no more, and the youngest is with our father now in the land of Canaan." Then the man, the lord of the land, said to us, "By this I will know that you are honest. Leave one brother with me, and take food for the famine in your households and go. And bring your youngest brother to me. Then I will know that you are not spies but you are honest. And I will give your brother back to you, and you will trade in the land." And it happened that when they emptied their sacks, behold, each one's pouch of money was in his sack. And when they and their father saw the pouches of their money, they were greatly distressed. And Jacob their father said to them, "You have bereaved me. Joseph is no more, and Simeon is no more, and Benjamin you would take. All of this is against me." Then Reuben said to his father, "You may kill my two sons if I do not bring them back to you. Put him in my hand and I myself will return him to you."
But he said, "My son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead and he alone remains. If Ham meets him on the journey that you would take, you would bring down my gray head in sorrow to Sheol.